Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning the 29th of July. The Go Racing in Yorkshire Summer Festival came to a resounding conclusion yesterday at Pontefract. Moulton trainer Richard Fahey received the Byerly Turk Trophy from Goldsborough Hall near Knaresborough for being the leading trainer of the festival, while Robert Winston was the top rider and he received the JCT 600 Trophy. Both competitions were based on a point system. Well, over the weekend, former champion jockey Paul Hannigan demonstrated his prowess in the saddle, recording two significant victories at York on Saturday, including partnering Muckadram in the big race, the Group 2 Skybet York Stakes, and three winners yesterday, Sunday, at Pontefract. Now, looking at the week ahead on the Yorkshire courses, Beverley stages a newcomer's day tomorrow, Tuesday, when help will be on hand for any new or infrequent racegoers. You could even try your hand at race commentating. Well, there are seven races altogether, starting at 2:20 at Beverley. Well, the action moves to Redcar on Wednesday, an eight-race programme at the Seaside Track, beginning at 2:05. There's a two-day meeting at Thirsk on Friday and Saturday. Racing on Friday gets underway at 2:20, while Saturday's card starts at 1:55. The big race on Saturday is the £30,000 Totepool.com Thirsk Summer Cup, a handicap contest over 1 mile. There's also a valuable conditions race over 7 furlongs. Also on Saturday, Doncaster hosts a 7-race card starting at 2:25. The principal race on Town Moor is a £20,000 handicap contest over the extended mile and a quarter. And when racing is finished, top band Scouting for Girls will be live on stage. Next Monday, it's the annual Children's Day at Ripon, starting at 2:15. Well, tomorrow, the glorious Goodwood meeting begins, and no doubt Midland trainer Mark Johnston will be targeting some of the main races. Enjoy your racing.